Molecular studies IDH1 2 mutations in the hotspot codon R132 and R172 on the axis surgical specimens were determined by Sanger sequencing, and a mutation in any of them was diagnosed as an IDH mutation. The 1p19q deletions were detected at fluorescence in situ hybridization analysis. The 1p19q deletion was defined as a signal ratio, a 1p1q less than 0.7 and a 19p less than 0.7. The Ki-67 labellar index was determined by using immunohistochemistry, statistical analysis, the univariant distributions of the metric variables. The univariant distributions of the metric variables are expressed as mean standard deviation. A two-tailed Mann-Whitman-U test was used for auto-group comparisons, and the Qualys test was used for multiple group comparisons. Receiver operating characteristics curve analysis were also undertaken to assess the diagnostic performance. Statistical analysis was performed by using software SPSS, and two-tailed p values less than 0.5 was considered to indicate statistical significance. The features from the histogram of the DTI, DKI, MAP, and NODI matrix showing p-values less than 0.001 in the identification of IDH and 1p19q genotypes were selected to set up logistic regression models for each individual and total diffusion model. We used buffering correction for multiple parameter model p-values corrected for multiple comparisons. McNamara test was used to assess differences between model performances in predicting the IDH and 1p19q genotypes. Receiver operating characteristic curve analysis was performed for all comparisons. The long test was used to observe the difference in the area under the receiver operating characteristic curve for the models. Software R was used to set up and compare the models. The correlations between the Ki-67 labellar index and each diffusion metric and the correlations among all diffusion metrics were evaluated by using the Pearson correlation coefficient. A multiple linear regression between Ki-67 labellar index and the diffusion matrix histogram analysis was performed. Results: overall, 215 participants were included in the study, according to the histologic classification. 68 participants were diagnosed with World Health Organization Group 2 glioma. 35 participants were diagnosed with World Health Organization Group 3 glioma. And 112 participants were diagnosed with World Health Organization Group 4 glioblastoma multiforme. IDH gene mutations were identified in 54 of 67 Group 2 gliomas, 24 of 35 grade 3 gliomas, and 9 of 112 grade 4 gliomas. An overview of the participant stratification according to IDH and 1p19q status is shown in Table 1. Some results from some of the participants were exhibited on two digital posters. Appendix C in appendix at the annual meeting of the International Society of Magnetic Resonance in Medicine 2021. Correlation of diffusion MR matrix with IDH and 1p 那年给我这种 type in LGG, low grade glioma. Several metrics of histogram features could be used to classify the glioma RDS genotypes and identify the 1P19Q genotypes of RDS mutations in gliomas simultaneously. These features have been identified in Table 3. Figure 3 shows 5 of them with a representative distribution in the RDS wild type RDS mutation with 1P19Q codeletion and RDH mutation with RP1P19Q non-codeletion groups. The root mean square fractional anisotropy of DTI, the 10th percentile radial kurtosis of DKI, the 10th percentile intracellular volume fraction of NODE, the 10th percentile radial Nagelson of MAP were the most useful metrics in the single diffusion model logistic regression analysis for predicting the RDH mutation type. Moreover, the metrics were significantly higher in gliomas with RDH mutations than in RDH wild-type gliomas. In the combined diffusion model, the logistic regression analysis showed that 10th percentile radial kurtosis DKI was the most useful metric for RDS genotyping. The medial radial diffusivity of DTI, 10th percentile intracellular volume fraction NODE, and the robust mean absolute deviation orientation dispersion index NODE were more useful in the single diffusion model logistic regression analysis for predicting 1P19Q codeletion in gliomas with RDS mutations. Median radial diffusivity of DTI was significantly higher, but 10th percentile intracellular volume fraction of NODE and robust mean absolute deviation orientation dispersion index NODE were significantly lower in grade 2 and grade 3 gliomas with RDS mutation and 1P19Q codeletion than in those with 1P19Q non-codeletion. In the combined diffusion model, the logistic regression analysis showed that the 19th percentile orientation dispersion index NODE was more useful than the other metrics in predicting 1P19Q codeletion. We found no evidence of difference in the AUC and accuracy between the single and combined diffusion logistic models for predicting RDS genotyping and RDS mutation glioma 1P19Q genotyping. The AUC accuracy, sensitivity, specificity values, and optimal threshold for useful metrics for predicting RDS mutation and RDS mutation glioma 1P19Q genotyping are reported in Table 4. Correlation of diffusion MR metrics with RDS genotypes in global multiform. Because of the large difference in the sample size between the RDS mutation and the wild types in globalized multiform in this research, we included only diffusion MR metrics with significant differences between the two groups. We found that the matrix histogram features that were useful for distinguishing the RDS genotype in low-grade gliomas reflected under Nagelson was diffusion, including the mean 10th percentile and root mean square mean kurtosis of DKI, the median 10th percentile and mean radial kurtosis DKI, the root mean square 19th percentile and mean intracellular volume fraction of NODE, the root mean square, the 10th percentile median and mean axial non-Gaussianity of MAP, the root mean square, 10th percentile, 19th percentile median and mean radial non Goscinity, a map, and the root mean square, 10th percentile, median, and mean non-Goscinity, a map. Correlation of diffusion MRR matrix with glioma grid and the Ki-67 labeling index. DKI, several histogram features can be found for all of the DTI, DKI, NODI, and MAP matrix. In identifying World Health Organization Group 2 and 3, and especially in detecting World Health Organization Group 2 and 4. However, in identifying World Health Organization Group 3 and 4, none of the metrics showed significant results. There were significant correlations between the Ki-67 labeling index and almost all the histogram features for DTI, DKI, NODI, and MAP metrics. But the correlation coefficient for all were less than 0.4. After multiple linear regression with the Ki-67 labeling index and the diffusion matrix histogram features, a model with R square of 0.844 was found to be the best, as illustrated in table E4. There were many highly correlated diffusion metric pairs. For example, the return to the plane probability of MAP was highly correlated with the isotropic volume fraction of NODI and the axial diffusivity, mean diffusivity, radial diffusivity DTI, and DKI. However, the orientation dispersion index NODI showed a weak or no correlation with all the other metrics. R absolute value less than 0.75.